racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no get-be-dat-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms, isms, isms. All kind of isms, isms, Uniting the racist with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday already. And surprisingly, right now it's not raining in L.A., but apparently it rained all night last night. It was amazing. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. We got a lot of stuff to go over today, to cover. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. I want to remind you that it is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong, and that at all point, in every given situation, Satan is trying to influence you to do the things you wouldn't ordinarily do, that you may end up destroying yourself in every little given thing. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself and then admit that you're wrong, and it's amazing. So it's, you're either influenced by good or you're influenced by evil. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeat-dad-ism, white supremacism. No ism. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. And you have people who have returned to the Father, and they're on the side of good. And those who have not returned, they're still in a fallen state, on the side of evil. And if you get to know yourself, you will see that. You really would. And once you see it, you can overcome it. And what's happening in my country today is amazing to me. And by the way, I am not an African-American. I don't have an Afro. I have an Amerifro. There are no African drums beating in my chest. The American guitar playing in my heart. As black as the Ace of Spades, born on a plantation, raised on that plantation, under the Jim Crow laws, but 100% American, and I am grateful. There is a spiritual order to life, and that order is God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. And what's happening today, and it started a long time ago, 60 or 70 years ago, and maybe before that, but that's when I became aware, where men have been under attack over and over again. And there is a mission given to the children of Satan to destroy the man. Because once you destroy the man, it's easy to destroy the women and children. Satan can just deceive them, and they would do all kind of crazy things that usher in, bring in evil. Because the light of the woman is going out, goes out when the light of man goes out, when he turned away from the Father. And women are not going to be able to make the right decisions because their decisions are based on emotions, what they think and feel. And Satan is influencing the mind, folks. Your thoughts are not your own. And that's why the woman need the light of man, which is the light of God, to shine through him that she might see her way. Look around you at what's happening now. It's mind-blowing. The more you bring these women in, the worst things are getting. Look at the schools, look at their homes, look at the government, look at the businesses, everything going crazy because the men are weak. They have to return back to their natural state of being and operate from perfect love. And perfect love casts out fear. And then they'll be able to stand up and tell the truth. And because the truth, when given to you by God, is perfect. And it is a light unto your feet. It's amazing. And I noticed that the average man act like a woman because he's taking on his mother's identity. He must be born again. Must be born again. Men and women, you got to overcome mama, return to the father. Men represent God on earth. They are the sons. And I keep saying this over and over again, and there are people who are getting it, that's for sure. There are people who are getting it. But every man in America is under attack today, especially if he has money and power. And the black man, they don't really care about him anymore. He has no power, no money, no nothing. He can't even think for himself, do for himself, or anything. He's already been wiped out. But any black man that has power and wealth or what seemed to be status, popularity, they're going after him too. There was some woman out of Arizona, I think she's either a congresswoman or a senator, who all of a sudden claimed that she was sexually assaulted in the military or something. A Republican woman. I'll get that story for you. But so many of these things are coming out now, I don't believe them anymore. It reminds me of black people crying racism for everything. It reminds me of the radical homosexuals crying whatever they cry, homosexualism or something. It's the same kind of thing. Once you allow evil to accuse and you give in to the accusations, it's never going to stop until you stop it. And woe unto the men who are agreeing with this, these women who are accusing these men. You're not supposed to believe someone just because they said it. You're innocent until proven guilty. Nowadays in America, every man is guilty. And how does he prove his innocence? It's mind-blowing. This has to stop. Because if you destroy the men out there in the government, in the schools, they've already done it in their homes. It's over. Look at the black community. It's a perfect example. It has nothing to do with color. It's the spirit. It's the order. And they don't like, Satan doesn't like that the man is leading because he can't get in there. If Adam doesn't give in, then Satan can't get in. Men got to be honest and wake up real fast and stand up and speak up and don't go along with this stuff. The women and children need you. They need you. They're knocking the men out and bringing in some of the worst ideas and the worst things. Everything that's raw, they're bringing it in as though it's right. And they're taking the men out of schools and homes and government and bringing in radical homosexuals. They're bringing in transgender people. Look what's happening. They're bringing in people who are Muslims. They're bringing in, look at the problem with Ilan, whatever her name is. I said back then, the Muslim woman out of Michigan, wherever she came from, they should have never voted in a Muslim into our government. This woman don't love Christians in America, and she doesn't love the Jews. She hates the Jews. She support Hamas. Why would you think she would support you? And you voted in your own destruction. And I understand this happening because the men are not there to stop it. It's amazing what's happened to the mindset of men today as well. It's like dealing with women in all honesty. Mind blowing. Anyway, my biblical question, what are the steps to believing in Jesus? What are the steps to believing in Jesus? There are steps to it. There's a story out. This is a man by the name of R. Kelly. And R. Kelly is a musician, a singer or something out of R&B singer, I think, out of Illinois. Been around for a while. I'm not an R. Kelly fan at all. I don't like him or dislike him. I just know who he is because I've seen him in the media. I've heard his music at different events and things like that. And the black people love him. They love him. And apparently R. Kelly been accused of having sex with different women and stuff like that. And that's not a surprise because when you're an entertainer, whether it's a singer, actor, whatever, the women go after you. Like 90 going north. They really do. And because they think they're going to get power and money, so they're willing to do whatever it takes to get it. Well, apparently R. Kelly been dealing with a lot of women. Now these women are starting to accuse him. I don't know if it's true or not, but they are accusing him. And because he has been able to survive for so long, the accusations, they're literally trying to bring him down, it seems. And I don't hear any of the women taking responsibility for their action with R. Kelly. They had to come from somewhere, some kind of way. Men don't go out and just drag women in out of their homes or wherever they come from, right? You don't hear what the women are doing to get with these men. In the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, it would be discussed both ways. Well, what did you do to get in this situation? Whether it's to the man about the woman or the woman about the man. But now it's totally one-sided. And everybody pretended like the women are so innocent. He beat me. How did you end up with him? It's amazing. CNN is reporting that R. Kelly is going to jail after failing to pay $161,000 in child support to his ex-wife. And I guarantee you, not all, but most people, I don't know about the men, but a lot of men, I'm sure, are assuming that R. Kelly is guilty without even knowing both sides of the story. We've gotten, and they did that to the white officers. Remember when they went after white police officers calling them police brutality and stuff? And the black radical criminals would go out and commit crimes or fight with the cops when they're being stopped and all that. And they will accuse the cops. And the blacks would play victim. And the cops couldn't prove that they were right. They hadn't done anything wrong. They have assumed guilty. They were assumed guilty, not innocent until proven guilty. And so the blacks went after them. And the blacks are going after the white people right now. You saw it with that Jesse Smollett story. And the mayor of some city there in South Carolina, a black woman, found some yellow dust or something on her car. And she acted like white people had put that on there. She hasn't apologized. We have a society now that white people assume guilty, that men are assumed guilty. Christians are assumed guilty. Reciting the national anthem, assumed guilty. And evil is assumed innocent. It's reversed. Good is being called evil, and evil is being called good. And whenever I watch the news, and sometimes I do, it's all promotion of evil, what these evil people are succeeding at doing. I don't hear a lot of overcoming successes from people of good. You brought prayer back into the schools. You brought men principals back into the schools, or male doctors and things like that. You don't hear that anymore. This woman, what's that Muslim woman name in Congress, Jane? The little black with the hate the Jews? Omar. Yeah, Ilhan Omar. It's apparent now that she hates the Jews. They tried to get some bill passed to censor her or whatever, pass anti-Jewish hating laws out there. But that stalled because they don't want to go after Ilhan Omar because she's a black woman, even though she's illegal. She's not, or she's a refugee, so-called refugees from Somalia. Can you imagine that? America, you're losing your country. There is hope because a lot of young men and women are waking up, but you're losing your country. This president, Great White Hope, has done more to help us than any other time. If I were you, I'd jump on board because I don't know if this ride from God will come anytime soon if you lose this president. If he's voted out, these godless, evil Democrats are insisting on impeaching him. And the reason that they want to, because they found no Russian collusions at all. None, zero. Now they want to look at his personal life. And if they looked at the personal lives of the Democrats, none of them would be in office. None of them, zero of them. They're all fake, phony liars. Anyway, R. Kelly was taken into custody Wednesday evening by the Cook County Sheriff's Office in Chicago, 1 week after being released on bail over separate criminal sex abuse charges. His publicist said he can be released when someone pays the $161,000 of child support money. Follow the money. Follow the money. Good men and women, you got to start speaking up. You really do. Christians, you got to speak up. They hate Christians. Christianity is the most hated religion on this side of heaven. Why do you think they're trying to take the Great White Hope out? A white man, Christian man, conservative man of power. He's holding things together as best as he can. And if they can get rid of him, it's over. You can take the noose off the neck. He's dead. Meaning that the country is over. Because once they get rid of him, the Great White Hope, the country is gone. No hope. Well, there's still hope, but I wouldn't see it change in a long time. Truth will be dead. Only in a few will you be able to find the truth, and those people will have to hide behind rocks. They would prefer to promote atheism, so-called Islam, Satanism, over Christianity. Watch and see. I read a report where it was said that Obama wanted to start some type of school or something where he trained the young people to be like he and Michelle. There's not one person on earth that should be like Obama and Michelle. That's hell. Excuse me. And also, this arrest, this is to R. Kelly. This is all happening a few hours after R. Kelly, Kelly's first interview since his criminal charges were made public. and were released on TV. Here's the first soundbite. This is from The Guardian. I don't know if I can play this, though. But it's amazing, folks. We'll get to those. We got to verify these soundbites first. And then we'll come back to them. But Satan is on the rise. All his little demons are busy. Marissa is a first-time caller out of New Jersey. Marissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Jesse. Thank you for my call.
How you doing? You're welcome.
I wanted to answer your biblical question, and then ask you a question.
What are the steps to believing in Jesus?
I honestly don't believe there's a specific step. I think the first thing that needs to happen is that God has to prompt you to him. And I speak that from my own personal experience. I didn't grow up in a church, not very bad upbringing, but I was in a Santeria cult before coming to know of Jesus. And getting out of all that, it was just in my own personal space and personal time that I had this revelation of Jesus Christ and what he did and who he was. But that was given to me from God. It was never someone told me to do this. And so I do believe it comes from God directly. It is a gift directly from God, and it reveals things to you, and it just gives you this amazing new heart that, like I heard, I mean, I ran into your videos about a month and a half ago, and you talk about forgiveness, and no one ever had to tell me these things. I actually went to my mom, and I saw her in a new light. This was given to me, like my eyes were open. I always resented my mom all my entire life, and I had this anger and hatred and resentment towards her. And something just prompted me to see her in a new light.
Why did you resent her?
Growing up, I mean, my mom's been married like 4 or 5 times.
Oh.
I can't believe she's had so many men in her life. And
my God.
I was sexually abused by one of my stepdads. And I do believe my mom knew about it and did nothing about it. And she always accused me of trying to be or take away her husband or whatever. So I never felt loved by her. And I had a longing for my father, for my real father.
Yeah.
And at one point, when I became a Christian, when I had been given this enlightenment, I inquired about my father. I went to my mom. I asked her about it. She told me that he died. And interestingly enough, a few years ago, I was working at a place, and I ran into my father's ex-wife, another ex-wife, and I wanted to know how he died, just like for medical reasons, what he died of. And she goes, "He's not dead. Your father lives in Ecuador." And
wow.
So I've had an encounter with my father. And I do believe this is all God's, you know, this revelation to me and my desires and the desires to have a connection to know truth. And so I did. I've encountered with my father, and I went out and flew out to Ecuador. Hadn't seen my father in over 20-something years. And turns out he was a Christian, and he's been praying to encounter me. So it was just so surreal.
Yeah.
And he, well, even asking for forgiveness, I didn't even have to ask him for explanation. He just blurted out things about, you know, how he asked me to forgive him. It was just so amazing. I don't say I have an ongoing relationship with him. I don't, because, you know, he's got a new life, whatever.
Right.
But there's a peace
that
surpasses all understanding.
That's an amazing story. I know you have a question for me, but when I come back, I want to ask you about how did you end up in a cult, and what is that like? And then I'll allow you to ask the question. Let me take a quick break here. It's the spiritual battle, folks. Wake up, wake up, wake up. And I noticed that when I listen to other people speak or watch the news or something, there are no solutions. It's just problem after problem after problem, situation after situation, whatever they want to call it. But no solution. No honest solution. No cause and effect. There's a cause and effect for everything. And the people are not dealing with that. No wonder things are not getting better. We have Super Chat show? Super Chat! Did you make the opening?
I did, but the producer, Daniel, told me to stop making it and focus on something else.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And you follow him?
Yeah, he's a boss.
Amazing. Go ahead.
Ryan Pena donated and said, "Hey, Jesse, I'm from Portland, Oregon, age 19. Thanks to you, I've learned to be a better man and an alpha in every sense. Thanks for everything you guys do. I've been in L.A. a few times, so I might go down there to go to the church. Might call in one of these days. Thanks."
Right on. You're always welcome. Matter of fact, we're having a mess for him tonight. It's Thursday night, the first Thursday night of the month. So all men are welcome at 7 p.m. Third Thursday night for ladies only, 7 p.m. And Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning for everybody. So you're welcome.
Ryan Pena donated and said, also, I want to thank Joel, James, and Daniel. Without you guys, Jesse wouldn't be able to help people truly return to God. Bless you all. By the way, Destiny is in a poly relationship. He's a complete beta.
Who is?
Destiny.
Who is Destiny?
Destiny is the guy, the gamer that came on, that the cartoon is about.
He's in a poly relationship?
That's what they say.
How do you know?
They didn't say all that.
Okay, go ahead.
Moving on. Rose from John Weehee. Roses are red. Roses are red, violets are blue, and Joel, he black.
He black.
Wade Plawicki said, that's amazing. Take my shekels, Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing.
Matt Coco donated and said, Satan tells me I'm slow. He tells me I'm fast. He talks about the future and even the past. Even though Satan doesn't hold back, one thing for sure, Joel is black.
He black.
These are getting good.
Oh, God. Amazing.
Formerly, so this guy donated, and he used to be formerly known as the infamous Butt. But he changed his name to...
I'm glad.
He is known now as The Wall Going Up.
Right, The Wall Going Up. Oh, yeah, The Wall Going Up. When we were kids, and if our parents tell us to do something, and we pouted about it a little bit, like, no, I want to. Like, no, you gonna do it. No, you gonna do it. I don't want to work today in the cotton field. You go to work. You know then it's over. You going to work.
And that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share. And Sonny, we need to get it up to 500,000? 200. What, James? So what we need to get up to? 250,000. All right, so we need all of us to do it, folks. Thank you for your help. We have serious battle going on our hand. It's amazing. Let me go quickly back to Marissa. She's a first-time caller out of New Jersey. And Marissa, thank you for holding on.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, Marissa, you said you were in a cult at some point?
I was. I was in Santeria for a total of about 7 years.
And what is Santeria?
I didn't know what it was, honestly. I just believed it because I did see my mom be involved in this. She would go to, like, I guess in English you would say they were like fortune tellers, tell you your future and tell you to do things in order to cleanse yourself, to cleanse your spiritual realm so that you would get things done according to what you want. So I was seeking some form of God, I guess.
Yeah,
ended up believing a lot of the things. Now that I know, I realize that I just basically opened the gates to hell with all these demonic spirits that have come out and just attached. So, yeah, I'm very fully aware it is a spiritual battle, and I do believe that a lot of people get caught up in these lies and these webs of cults, basically, because they're seeking love in all the wrong places.
How old were you when you got involved?
I was in my 30s.
Oh, really? When you got involved, you were in your 30s?
Yeah. When I fully got involved, I knew about it pretty much all my life, but I didn't get heavily involved until I was in my 30s. So.
And what made you decide to get out of it?
Two things. It had two main events happened. I always felt all my life that men have only wanted to use me for one thing only, and sex is the thing. So,
yeah.
And I never wanted it. I wanted someone to just love me.
Yes.
For me. And so I kind of wanted seeking answers, and I felt like that they were going to give me the answers to these things, and somewhat they did. But in Santeria, you have to have a godfather. That's part of the, like, it's like, I guess you would comparison to a priest, or basically your head of your church is the godfather specifically for you. And I've had two in this cope. I went from one family to another, and both men have come on sexually to me so strongly that it just, I was so disgusted with God. I said, if this is what God is, if this is what he created me, I hated God. I ended up just taking, I've spent thousands of dollars in that religion, and I just took everything, walked away. And when you're in Santeria, they actually pretty much convince you that if you walk away from it, you're going to end up stricken dead, basically. So yeah. I so desperately wanted to just end. It's just like, I don't want, if this is what's called living, this is what God created me for, I don't want to live anymore. And I hated God, and I was just waiting for that striking moment where God would strike me dead.
Amazing.
Obviously, that didn't happen. So
thank
so
God.
Revelation of who God is.
Yeah. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't know about cults and all these different kind of religions and things like that. I just knew about the Baptists. I was a Baptist growing up. And people around me were not into those kind of things, so I wasn't aware. Now I'm hearing more and more about them. And it reminds me of, and some are worse, some are really bad, some are really nice, some are okay, right? But it reminds me of any so-called religion that doesn't point you back to the God that's in you, because that longing that men and women, boys and girls have, it's not for a leader, and it's not for material things. It's not to let someone else do the thinking for you or anything like that. It's really a yearning for the Father, because when you're not raised by your earthly father, it leaves a void inside of you when you have any anger, resentment, or anything. And so rather than the world telling you, you know, you need to forgive your earthly father. Don't, even if he didn't do anything, or if he did, don't resent him. And then that void would disappear, because when you don't have anger, have love. And that's why God said we must be born again. We got to overcome the mama and return to the Father, and that empty void would disappear, because through the Father, God is with you. But people are not telling you that. They say you need more reading, you need more education, you need more jobs, you need more money, you need sex, you need drugs, you need therapy, you need this or that. And it's so simple. Just get to know yourself and forgive, and you'll be fine. And the world will not tell you that, because the world wants to control you. And it's happened in churches. It's happened in organizations. It happens in government. It happens in all over. And only free people are those who have been born again and returned to the Father. Amazing. You had another question for me?
Yes, I did. As I read, I do. It's interesting, because you always say just to read it, and just to read it, just to pass it through. And that's what I've been doing without no one telling me to. And something caught my eye when the Apostle Paul talks about having a thorn in his flesh, that God assigned a spirit to him so that, I guess, he would not be prideful and I guess, seek God. How do you see that in, how do you relate that or translate that in our current spiritual walk? Does that continuously happen? Because you always say you should always be in a happy state, but what if you are being oppressed? Is that currently still happening? Is that what a thorn in the flesh means?
Montez, I'm sorry. Repeat the question for me one more time.
Okay, so what does it really mean to have a thorn in the flesh? Like the Apostle Paul talks about having a thorn in the flesh. It's a spiritual attack. As a born-again believer, does those spiritual texts occur, and do they linger, or can you just overcome them? Because according to what I'm reading, it doesn't look like the Apostle Paul overcome.
Oh, so I got you. Okay. Now, I don't know exactly what Paul's situation was, but I do know that once you are born again, once you return to the earthly Father and through him to God, God will inwardly give you perfect peace. He really will, because he gives you his love, and his love, there is no fear, doubt, worry, insecurity, anger, or any of that stuff. But yet, Satan will still try to tempt you back into darkness. He's always trying to make suggestions to you. Everything you do, he gets involved. The beauty is, because the light of God is shining now on the darkness, which is Satan's mind, you're able to overcome it. You grow further and further away from it. And then when you first wake up, when he tempts you, if you fall back into it, it won't be a big deal if you have a step backward, because you can see what's going on. and you'll overcome it. And so what I would recommend, because I don't really know what Paul, no one seemed to really know what he was dealing with other than a temptation from Satan. And so you're going to be tempted in the mind, but if you doubt every thought, and you will grow into it. That's why God said, bring every thought into captivity. So if you doubt every thought, no matter what is about, who is about, when is about, just let it pass because all thoughts are lies. And so if Satan tried to remind you of what you've been through or what's happening now or about someone else or anything, let it pass. Just watch it and let it pass, and you'll be fine. I don't know what the thorn in the side was all about. No one seemed to know at this point. But okay. You will be tempted. And are you discovering that every thought is a lie?
It's funny that that's why I believe that God does, we have no free will, because I do believe God exposes us to things as we're speaking different things in areas in our life.
Yes.
My mom currently has lost her mind. She's actually in denial of a lot of things. So I've been trying to get a psych evaluation for her, and I think sometimes she's just messing with my mind for attention.
Yes.
So when I was watching your video, and you, I was looking for a question, a biblical question, and you answered it, and I can't remember what it was because it was just so hard. But you said that the video, the silent prayer video, I started doing that. And interestingly enough, it just helped me realize that everything is, I mean, it was just an observation knowing that everything I'm seeing is currently either has happened in the past or hasn't happened yet.
That's
so
right.
I wasn't living in the moment.
Yes.
So I am very grateful for that because I think I needed it for this moment when I'm going through with my mom, trying to get her the help. I realized she is a sick mind.
I really
do believe she's a sick mind.
Absolutely.
And I'm comfortable now because I do go to church and people just try to, they're well-meaning Christians by no means. They always try to do the right thing and take care of your mom. But I don't feel it in my heart. I said, if I don't feel it in my heart to take care of the way you're telling me to, then it's not from me.
It's not
coming from me. I can help her to a certain extent. But if I didn't have the video and the time to observe and realize that what my inner prompting, what the Holy Spirit is prompting me to do, is to stay away from her at this moment and let the doctors handle her.
Yes.
And maybe she needs to go through this to be aware of her past and her sickness and everything that's over the years. I can't save her. I'm not a savior.
Amen.
I can pray for her, wish her well, and move on. But I thank you, and I thank God that it exposed me to your videos because I am blown away that everything that I have experienced in my Christian walk has been identical to what you've been preaching. And I don't feel so. I mean, people try to. All my Christian, so-called Christian friends, try to think that I'm wrong. That I'm just, how many people did you lead into Christ? I said no one. No one into Christ.
That's right.
The truth, but.
That's right.
I'm not a savior. So it's
wow.
The Christianese talk gets me so sick and so twisted. Like, that doesn't work. There's no altar call. I said, tell me what it says about you have to go to the altar and claim. And it doesn't say none of that. I haven't read it. I mean, and no one can ever prove it. Oh, well, it's just you have to do it and confess it. But that's not true.
I do
believe God has opened my path and led me to places such as your videos to see things and the right perfect timing. So thank you for that, and continue to do your work that you're doing. It's amazing. Very blessed by your video.
Thank you very much. I want you to know you're on your way. Christianity today is like no different than the emotions of the world. They're doing exactly what the world do, emotional. They're doing crazy things, thinking that they're doing it for God, or think that's the way Christians should be acting, and it's absolutely not. So now that you can see that, do not allow them to pull you back into that emotional hell.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for so much, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. I appreciate you. Call me anytime.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Right. God bless.
Bye. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. I'm full of joy right now that she's waking up. Once you wake up, the world can't pull you back in no more. Really, it's so interesting how it's like that. Because God, once he give you back yourself, you become logical and not emotional. Emotional have been pushed by the children of the lie. And mostly they have used women to push emotions. You don't feel my pain. You know, You don't care about my emotions. You're not supposed to be it. That's from hell. Amazing. So let me see here. Facebook, Angel Hernandez says, Jesse, you're wrong in calling that Congress person anti-Semitic and evil. She is evil. She is a Muslim. That woman, and I'm sure you're talking about, I guess you're talking about Omar. What's her name? Ilhan Omar. Omar. She's evil, Angel, and you're going to see. Watch and see. If you can't already see it, you will. Because Muslims are taught to hate the Christians and Jews, that they're infidels, and that you can deceive them any way necessary. And until they come out and repent and say, look, I've been taught wrong. I'm wrong for hating Christians and Jews. I was wrong. I was taught that. And changed. I wouldn't trust them. I really wouldn't. And this woman should not be in our government. She's not attacking the Jews just because she had nothing else to do. It's in her. And she hates Americans, too. She hates America. So you can fall for it if you want, Angel. I got to find me an angel. D-Live. Slut. Slut. What is D-Live? Oh, we have a new platform called D-Live. And somewhere by, huh? DLive.tv, I'm told. And someone by the name of Slut Dante Chosen One 14 donated 5 ice cream and said, keep spreading the facts, Jesse. Thank you, Slut Dante Chosen One 14 donations. Oh, Chosen One. This is interesting. Thank you, though. I think he made a donation. Right, Joe?
It's so confusing. It's hard to tell what happened.
So what, Joe? James? Oh, he donated 5 ice cream. Where's the ice cream?
What is that? I didn't get no 5 ice
cream. Are we aiming to eat the ice cream?
Tell him I want sherbet.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Slut Dante. I appreciate it. James says, sherbet is not real ice cream, Joe.
Hater.
Amazing. Nick is out of Sacramento, California. Nick, you're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Nick. How you?
All is well, Jesse. All is well.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to ask you, out of all the suspected of running Democrats, who do you think will pose the best challenge to President Trump?
Good question. Of all the Democrats who are running for president this year so far, who do you think poses the greatest challenge for the president? None of them. Because so far, none of them. Because what happened is, I noticed about the president, and you're going to see it in yourself as you're growing and God is with you, the greater the challenge as you grow, the greater the challenge, the more enlightened you become. And so some are saying what's that socialist guy name?
Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. That he's a great challenge, but he's nothing. The president is like, none of them can beat him right now because he's got about what is right. So I don't know if they'll find somebody later down the road or what's going to happen, but right now, none of them.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was polling, so I was calling during the 2016 election.
Hold on for a minute, buddy. Your phone is all messed up. It's broken. Let James handle it. I'll come back to it. All right? Do not hang up, Sacramento Nick. Let me go to another Nick from Florida. Nick, you're on the air from Florida.
Hey, Mr. Jesse.
How you doing, Nick?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you doing?
All is well, sir. Thanks for asking. So
God is good.
You want to, at his mercy, do us forever. You want to respond to the biblical question I hear?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, your question, again, just repeat it.
What are the steps to believing in Jesus?
All right. Now, a lot of people are thinking that maybe this is a hard question or maybe it's a tough one to answer, but it's really simple. To know Jesus is to believe in God, to understand that we are all children of God, and to be connected is to know and understand. While when you do all this, then it just is in default. You will know the Son by knowing the Father.
And so what are the steps to believing in Jesus?
The steps would be, I guess if you want to put it in, the steps would be knowing God.
And how do you get to how do you get to know God?
Well, I think we all know Him. It's that we just all have at some point decided to turn away from Him. And then the ones that have turned away from Him have given the mind of the probate, to which they're never really going to think straight.
But no one made the decision to turn away from God except Satan.
No, but when you hear, say, like, if you're in, at some point you're going to hear about Jesus. And at that point, you're going to think to yourself, do I believe or is this just a bunch of nonsense?
So right? How do you get to know God?
To quiet the world around you, be still, and listen. It's really simple. I mean, it's not really that hard.
And what are the steps to believe in Jesus?
Well, me personally, I go to church, I fellowship, I read my Bible.
But that didn't help you.
Well, see, I was born. Well, we are all born perfect. It's just at some point we listen.
Well, going to church to read the Bible didn't help you.
No, none of that did.
So how do you, what are the steps to believe in Jesus?
That's a tougher question than it sounds for some reason.
You know what?
I believe in God.
Nick from Florida, hold on for me. Nick, hold on. Let me take a break. Smoke on it.
All right. Hold on.
I'll take a break I'll come back to you, buddy. Another Facebook, Angel Hernandez says, you have great biblical knowledge, and lots of people learn from you, and I respect that, but you pander to whites. That's the problem, Hernandez. You hate white people. And as long as you hate white people, you would never love God. If you hate one person, if you are angry at one person, you hate them all people. So he said, but you pander to whites. Anything that is not conservative white, you are against. And you call the congresswoman anti-Semitic for calling out the powerful Israel lobby. I'm going to get to that story in a minute, but it's interesting. You're going to see who are really friends of the Jews and who hate the Jews. This woman, Omar, so-called congresswoman, an evil, nasty, dirty, Christian-hating, Jew-hating woman, Jewish-hating woman. And now you're going to really see all those pretenders who say they love the Jews. You're going to see now because they have a Jew-hater in the Congress, in government. And she's not the only one. You'll see how the rebel meet the road. And Hernandez sound like one of those people. Let me go back to Nick. And I'm going to get to that story too, but I want to go back to Nick. I held him over. And Nick wanted to tell me the steps. What are the steps to believing in Jesus? Nick from Florida, what are the steps to believing in Jesus?
Well, to go back on what you just said, Jesus was a Jew, so we don't have to be.
What are the steps to believing in Jesus?
Being a son of God, fellowshipping with other Christians and same believers, going to church, reading your Bible, staying in the Word,
and has
not falling to the children of the lie.
Has all
the
that
alpha,
has all the beta. Has all of that helped you to believe in Jesus?
Yes, sir.
And did your life change as a result of believing in Jesus?
See, I've been Christian since I was 6 years old. And
why would you be a Christian at 6 years old?
Well, see, when I went to a private school, and when I was in kindergarten, we did a play, the manger scene and all that. Well, at the end of the play, the pastor comes to the front. He does his sermon. Then he talks about the fact that is anybody not saved and the sinner's prayer, all that. And
at 6 years old, they did that to you?
I listened, and I couldn't. I mean, it was like this is exactly, everything just felt right. I mean, you know the right from the wrong.
And so at 6 years old, you became a Christian from listening to what that person said during the play, right?
Listening to the play, the scriptures
from
the Bible.
What is the sinner's prayer?
Everything that I was hearing was just God was speaking to me.
And so why did you get worse in life then rather than getting better as you got older?
I never did.
You didn't get worse in life?
No.
How did you get better?
Each day, each day, for example, the other week when I stumbled across your YouTube videos, that right there improved things.
What is the sinner's prayer?
What's that?
What is the sinner's prayer? What's that?
You
said that this guy.
It can be done in many different ways.
You said this guy prayed the sinner's prayer. Hold on a minute.
That you're messing
Nick,
up.
Nick, hold on. Yes, you said some guy prayed the sinner's prayer for you, right?
That's what I was told it was.
What is a sinner's prayer?
Dear Lord. Well, I mean, see.
Dear Lord. Hear
I don't
my
know.
Plea.
I just know that. I don't know.
Is that in the Bible? The sinner's prayer? Is that in the Bible?
No.
Where did that come from?
What was it? You got me. You're stumping me.
This is what I want people to think about. This is why I'm telling people, everybody, including myself, don't believe it just because someone said it.
You
need to see it for yourself. Now you're walking around thinking that somebody did a sinner's prayer on you. You accepted it, and you don't even know what it is or where it came from.
Wow. So I might be lost. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying there is no such thing as a sinner's prayer.
So what would be the... For those that might have questions, what would be the right way to becoming a Christian?
To get to know yourself.
Understanding that you've messed up.
Get to know yourself. Know yourself from within. Ask God to let you see yourself.
Believing that he sent his son to die on the cross?
No, forget about all that. All you're doing is repeat something else that someone said or you read. And it become intellectual knowledge, and that's not going to help you. All you do, and then you run around quoting words, but have no spirit.